Muppet Vision 3D would have to be one of the most unassuming attractions at all of Disney. It's just one of those shows that seems like it continues to stick around, regardless of how many years it's been there, or how many guests actually go see it. At this point, it's extremely outdated and still mentions 3D movies as modern technological advances. But why does it never get updated? How is it that the attraction is just able to sit there under the radar without anybody really noticing? Well, what if I told you that park management won't change it, out of fear of what might happen to them? Upon entering the building, you'd immediately notice an overwhelming theme that encompasses the entire attraction. The idea that the Muppets run the place. In the queue, there are portraits of various Muppets in candid poses, as well as offices that are run entirely by them. This theme was not created just on a whim, but actually was a requirement made and insisted on by Henson himself. During construction, Jim Henson consistently got in arguments with the construction team, and was always heard yelling, "The Muppets run the show." That ideology led to the pre-show video of Sam the Eagle explaining safety proceedings, and the entire movie being based on the Muppets creating their own Muppet Vision movie. It was also rumored that as the ride was being built, Jim Henson's personality shifted in a darker, more somber direction, as if he potentially had some knowledge of his impending death. He was also constantly stressed about the attraction opening on time. I mean, this was a guy who created some of the most important media of our time, and yet this little show was seriously stressing him out. People often said they were confused by his deadlines, because he was always trying to get stuff done even earlier than was expected by executives. One of his longtime business partners, who prefers to remain nameless, claimed a number of things that take Henson's story in a very dark direction as well. He said that throughout the years, since the Muppets' inception, Jim kept a secret journal about his life. He often wrote about the Muppets in there, but the more famous they grew, the more he seemed disturbed by them. There were a few times it even seemed as though he was trying to communicate his message to the world through his episodes. Back in the 70s, there was an episode of The Muppets featuring Alice Cooper, where Alice offers Kermit a sinister contract, which can ensure his wildest dreams for one price, his soul. Henson wrote that this was something he identified with greatly. In the last year of his life, the journal entries became even more terrifying. While working on the Muppet Vision project, he began discussing a mysterious group of individuals who he referred to as the Opposites. He claimed they were consistently making demands about his work, and he displayed an incredible fear of them, stating that he himself had no chance of survival, but that he could maybe save his family. There are also pages in there dedicated to how they would come visit his house in the woods, where he describes them in detail. Each one was said to resemble a Muppet, only more disturbing. The Gonzo, for example, was said to have a nose that hung almost all the way down to the ground, and extended back in the shape of a hook. The Miss Piggy was at least 1,000 pounds, and in one of the pages, Henson describes that she banged on the window of his porch for at least an hour, before entirely consuming one of his cats. In 1990, Henson passed away of an untimely death, and the Muppet attraction ended up being one of his last projects ever. Exactly 1 year after, to the day, it opened to audiences from all over the world. Stories immediately began to spring up after its opening, and they've plagued it ever since. There seems to be a tendency for lost children to be found outside the building before being located by their parents. Many of them are apparently found in something of a trance, and slowly walking towards the entrance. If this alone wasn't spooky enough, apparently a brother and sister were thought to have gone into the show in the 90s, and never came out. Police were involved in everything, but there was never a trace of them again. There's another strange story I was told by a cast member, of an annual pass holder, traveling by herself, who claimed that while she was sitting in the back of the theater, she felt a large, fuzzy hand touch her shoulder. When looking back into the darkness, she could have sworn it was the Sweetums costume, but there was no reason for him to be in the back of the theater, and especially touching one of the audience members. But the really scary thing is that on her way home that night, the woman was in a tragic car accident while telling her husband about what had happened to her. After rumors like these got out, executives from Disney began to get nervous about the attraction's reputation. One of them put the attraction on the chopping block, even starting to close down portions of the building to be used for office space. At that point, his life started to fall apart around him. His son passed away in a car wreck, and his wife grew extremely ill. She ended up in a coma after just a few weeks. One time while visiting her in the hospital, the Muppets mysteriously came on the TV. No matter what he tried, he could not turn it off until he literally unplugged it from the wall. After this happened, he was convinced he was cursed and removed the offices from the Muppet building. Many cast members asked what the reasoning for his decision was, but he'd always just say that he came up with a better plan for the future of the show. Word got around about his strange behavior to the other executives, and they started to look into the situation too. After hearing about Jim Henson's journal entries and seeing what happened to the last person to mess with the show, no one decided to argue with the decision. The whole concept of turning the building into something else was essentially abandoned. Now all they do is every once in a while change a theming element outside the building, like removing the balloon off the roof, or something like that. They won't dare change the interior. That's why Muppet Vision 3D has essentially been the same show for 30 years. And now you know why I don't likely see any changes coming anytime soon. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you enjoyed that original creepypasta, and I want you all to tell me who you think is the creepiest Muppet. Also, make sure you join the Discord as well as subscribe to my channel to see more of this kind of stuff. Have a horrific evening, everyone, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.